Chris Lynch.
Right, so the government looks to be spending at least $231 million on upgrading the Kaikoura Highway. This is in addition to the $812 million, the reinstatement package announced in the budget. So what are the improvements actually going to be? Well, Minister for Transport Simon Bridges is with us. Good morning.
G'day, Chris. Good to talk to you.
You too. So $231 million upgrades, additional money. What will that exactly be spent on?
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's about improving the road. So the 812, that restores it, but this is improvements. And by that, I mean, look, wider shoulders, additional safety barriers, more passing opportunities, and improving access and stopping areas, and then also some cycleway and walkway. So fundamentally, if you want to think about it, the value proposition here is making it an easier, safer journey, and then I think there'll be some things for tourists, both domestic and international, that will be very helpful as well, like the cycleway and those areas we can go off and have your sandwiches and so on and see the beauty of Kaikoura.
Give us the breakdown for the cycleway. How much do you anticipate that $231 will be spent on the cycleway?
Yeah, not sure exactly how much, but it's about 11 kilometres. So you'd say on the basis of that, you're talking about a fair few million dollars there. Somewhere in the region of $10, $20 million will be going on that specific cycleway between Okiwi Bay and Mangamanu.
Okay. The feedback you're getting, is it largely positive? It's been a bit of a mixed bag on Talkback today, but I guess many people are saying, well, this is all part of, things like the Otago Rail Trail, by all accounts, has been largely successful.
Oh, look, I think it's been very positive, and I can just go on, one or two texts. The feedback from local Member of Parliament, Stuart Smith there, who said it's been very welcome. I think, when I look at this, what I would sort of say is, well, we're spending the $812 million, we'll reinstate the road and the rail, and that's good and that's expected. But I think it would be a shame if on the way through we weren't also improving this drive. In a sense, if there's something good that comes from the earthquake, additional investment. We're taking the opportunity while we're doing the restoration of the road to do this stuff as well. And, actually, it wasn't a terrible road in terms of safety, but we're able to up-spec it. It will mean, I think I'm right to say, about 10 fewer fatality deaths and serious injuries over about 3 or 4 years. So things like that, I think, all add up and do make a difference. I'd be surprised if people, locals in the area, tourist operators, the freight that use it, weren't very positive about this.
While you're on the phone, any update on how the roadworks are going on to fix the Kaikoura Highway? I mean, do you hope it could be finished earlier? I mean, give us some deadlines.
Well, I met with good timing to the transport agency and the chief executive, but some of the senior officials today, this morning, in fact, and amongst things we talked about, we always discuss Kaikoura. Broadly speaking, they're very confident. The biggest risk is the weather, which is something you obviously can't control, and that can slow things down. But at the moment, they're saying, look, broadly speaking, it's going very well. We will have a full access back by Christmas time. Now, that won't necessarily be, two lanes in every direction. Some of it may be single laning, but we'll have full access. And actually, this $231 million that we're talking about, a lot of that will occur as, effectively the improvements rather than the restoration after that Christmas period. So, look, they're feeling good about it at the moment. I think the final thing I'd just say is they are effectively designing and building this as they go, right? So they haven't done it like that before. And so far, they're saying that's going very well, but that's a new and, I suppose, quite interesting way they're doing it.
Transport Minister Simon Bridges, thanks so much for being on our show this morning. Thank you.